I see. Are there any other kinds of wooden fences, other not rails, but made of...
Oh, they were plank fence like that right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be a plank fence. What about one that's made with where the pieces of wood are the paling?
Well, paling fence.
Yeah,
palings. People paling their gardens. Or
Those would be separated?
Keep the chickens out, yeah, maybe 2 or 3 inches.
And nowadays, they use what kind of fences on farms?
Mostly wire.
What
today.
Different kinds of these?
Well, woven wire was the main fence product, but people are going back to barbed wire a whole lot now. They're not using woven wire anymore. We used to have lots of sheep in this. About every farm had sheep, but the dogs killed the sheep out. They killed sheep. Some bad people just quit trying to raise sheep. The dogs killed sheep. And people quit growing sheep, and now you don't need that woven wire fence. Three boards like that right there will turn cattle.
The dogs, were these neighbors? Do you mean like the dogs on a farm would do that, or would they be strange dogs?
They was generally dogs that come right around the community.
They didn't eat them, they just killed them. Huh? Just
kill them? They sometimes eat one.
And when you're putting in a fence like this, you have to drive down these...
Probably dig holes and put those posts in back.
If you're clearing a field, and you get the rocks out, the rocks and stone out, what would you call something? Maybe you make a kind of a fence with that.
Well, rock fence. They was rock fences. Yeah.
And the kind of a thing that they would use to put in a nest. Now this goes way back. Now when you were a small boy, the thing they used to put in a nest for the chicken to sit on. Remember what they used to call that?
Nest egg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or any that? Well, that's good, but I just wondered if there was anything else you remember. What were they made of?
Well, I think I've used wooden. I think I've used wooden eggs. They could paint them, put them in the net.
Did you ever have a gourd egg?
No, never did.
Or a China egg?
I have used China eggs. I've bought those from the store, yeah.
And you'd get to bring the water into the house. You bring it to the house in a...
Well, in a pipe or...
Well, no, this
trough.
Yeah, if you had to go out to the well, though, if you're going to bring it in from the well, carry it in by hand.
Well, you brought it in the bucket.
Yeah. Now, would you call it the same thing, even if it was made of metal?
Sure, yeah.
Same way. And if you feed the hogs, is that... thing you take, you carry the stuff out of the
slop bucket. You had a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The thing you fry eggs in.
Well, frying pan.
Yeah. Did they ever call that? Do you remember?
There's a skillet.
Uh-huh. Do you remember? Did your mother have one with legs on it?
Yeah. Sure.
That was
a baker. You bake your bread in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big was that?
Well, they was different sizes, generally 12, 14 inches.
Now you mentioned the kettle for the iron kettle for boiling the clothes in. What other kinds of cooking things did they have there in the fireplace?
Well, there were pots. They called them pots, iron, cast iron pots, different sizes.
Well, that's the sort of thing I'm at. And the thing you might put cut flowers in a house.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, either a vase or a flower pot, something like that.
Vase, I guess it'd be.
And the things you eat with.